Mr. President, I rise to in support of the Mikulski-Coleman-Klobuchar amendment to place a moratorium on CMS's December 4th rule on Medicaid case management services. Last night, Senator Mikulski and I joined with her, and Senator Klobuchar offered his case management legislation as an amendment to the Indian Health Bill being debated on the floor. Let me begin by saying that I fully understand the fiscal challenges that our entitlement programs face, and I look forward to the day we can put politics aside and have an honest and productive discussion about how to preserve these programs for future generations. I think we can all agree that the goal of that conversation to be to find the delicate balance between fiscal responsibility and making sure our nation's most vulnerable populations still have access to the health care services they so desperately need. Unfortunately, when it comes to the case management rule, while I support CMS's intent to cut out wasteful spending, it is clear to me that it fails to achieve this delicate balance. I can't think of a better way to describe case management than to say it is the glue that holds together our nation's Medicaid system. In my home state of Minnesota, I have consistently heard from social workers, county supervisors, health care providers, and others about how devastating this new regulation will be for at-risk individuals and families. Suffice to say that when I travel throughout Minnesota and I meet with the county commissioner, one of the first things they say to me is targeted case management. And they raise the deep concern that proposed CMS rule will have on their ability to service needy individuals within my state. And I suspect my colleagues across the country, if you talk to a county commissioner, this is what you're going to hear. I hear that without comprehensive case management services, millions of Americans with mental illness won't be able to access the treatment and medications they need to survive. That people living with disabilities will find themselves forced to remain in institutions instead of enjoying the dignity of independent, community-based living. That is, that our most vulnerable children, those in foster care, will be left alone to navigate a complex and often overwhelming Medicaid system. That is why, working with Senator Mikulski, I've introduced this legislation based on legislation, and that this legislation is co-sponsored by 19 of our Senate colleagues, in addition, has the support of several advocacy groups throughout the country, including the Child Welfare League, the Multiple Sclerosis Society, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, National Council for Community Behavioral Health, and many others. All these groups recognize the devastating effect this regulation will have on those most in need of important case management services.